Members and guests, please stand for the invocation by Senator Whitford and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Ayo estate biop, ayo kipitaki, ayo apisuatsin, ayo bai. Espumo kinon meistaki, nixikwax, bukamini saki, sipistu, kistakinon, meistuatsin. Ayo Creator, I ask you to help us protect our water, protect our air, protect our land for all living beings. Creator, we ask you to guide us and to help us remember that we work for the less fortunate, the elderly and seniors, and especially our children. For what we do here affects all of them as well as all of the Montanans. Creator, we give you thanks for all the wonderful things we have received. Continue to guide us. Continue to protect us and help us to continue to be compassionate and patient with one another as we do our work here. Thank you, Creator, for all good things.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Secretary will take the roll. Senator Keenan.
Mr. President, 49 members are present. Senator Sesso is excused.
Quorum is present. The Senate is ready for business. Without objection, we'll go to order of business number 2.
Mr. President, we are committed to business, labor, and economic affairs report that Senate Bill 77 do pass. Senator Edward Buttry, chair. Mr. President, we are committed to judiciary report that Senate Bill 30 do pass. Senator Keith Regeer, chair. Mr. President, we are committed on rules report that Senate Resolution 1 and Senate Joint Resolution 1 be adopted as amended. Senator Fred Thomas, chair. Mr. President, we are committed on state administration report that Senate Bill 13 do pass. Senator D. Brown, chair. That is all, Mr. President.
Without objection, we'll go to order business number 6, first reading of bills.
Mr. President, Senate Bills 101 and 102 have been introduced and read first time. That is all, Mr. President.
Order business number 7, second reading of bills. Senator Thomas.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate resolve itself into a committee of a whole for the purpose of doing business on second reading.
Heard the motion of Senator Thomas. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. The ayes have it. Senate Bill 20. It's been a while, so give me a minute or two here. Senator Swandle, what are your pleasures?
Mr. Chairman, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration Senate Bill 20, that I recommend that the same do pass.
Senator Swandle.
Mr. Chairman, members of the Senate, the current statute requires the judicial branch to report yearly to the Legislative Interim Committee on the status of court information technology. This bill will do away with that report. The judicial branch IT services were funded many years ago by a surcharge, thus limited information was required or presented during the legislative session. Now, the IT services are part of the general fund and subject to scrutiny during the budget process. In addition, the judicial branch participates in the IT project update routinely presented to the Finance Committee during the interim. The branch also has a comprehensive strategic plan and strategic direction from the Supreme Court Commission on Technology. The required report is redundant. In addition, the judicial branch was removed from the General Government Budget Subcommittee and placed in a different committee several sessions ago making the statute inaccurate. The branch will continue to provide ad hoc reports when requested by any legislator or committee. I ask that you support removal of this unnecessary report.
Are there any amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Seeing no amendments, Senator Sands.
Mr. President, I rise in support of this bill. I think it's part of the important process of eliminating from the code unnecessary reports. It just wastes public money and the time of our staff, which is so precious to all of us. This is a great bill. I hope you'll all support it.
Further debate? Seeing none, Senator Swandle. Senator Swandle stands off. Members, you now have before you Senate Bill 20. All those in favor will say aye. All those opposed, no. The clerk will read the Senator Vukovich.
Mr. Chairman, 49 senators have voted aye, 0 senators have voted no.
With 49 senators voting aye and none voting no, Senate Bill 20 has passed second reading in the Senate. Members of the Senate, please be in order. Members, you now have before you, for your consideration, Senate Bill 21. The clerk will read the history and title of the bill.
Senate Bill number 21, introduced by E. Butchery, a bill for an act entitled An Act Revising and Clarifying the Montana Code, annotated, directing the Code Commissioner to correct erroneous references contained in material enacted by the 65th Legislature and previous legislatures, amending sections.
Are there any corrections to the history and title of the bill?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Clerk will read the sections.
Sections 1 through 24.
Members of the committee, now have before you Senate Bill 21. What is your pleasure, Senator Butchery?
Mr. Chairman, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration Senate Bill 21, that it recommend the same do pass.
Senator Butchery.
Mr. Chairman, members of the body, Senate Bill 21 is known as the Code Commissioner's Bill, and it's a bill that we typically see at the start of every session. It simply corrects erroneous references, grammatical errors, outdated references, and other technical glitches in Montana Code annotated. On your desks, you should have a two-sheet form that is actually going to detail and summarize the changes that are made in the Code Commissioner's Bill. So to minimize my testimony, we have this placed on your desk, and if you would go through it, if you have any questions, I'd be glad to stand for any questions. There are no substantive changes as testified to the Judicial Committee by the Code Commissioner, Mr. Chairman.
Are there any amendments to the bill?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Sands.
Members of the body, I rise in support of this bill as well. We'd be happy to go through every section line by line for any of you who have any questions, but we'll spare you that torture. This came out of Judiciary unanimously. It's a great cleanup bill. I urge your support.
Further discussion on the bill? Seeing none, Senator Butchery, would you like to close? Senator Butchery waves off. Members of the body, you now have before you Senate Bill 21. All those in favor will vote aye. All those opposed, nay.
Mr. Chairman, 49 senators have voted aye, 0 senators have voted no.
With 49 members voting aye and none voting no, Senate Bill 21 has passed second reading. Senator Thomas.
President, I move that the Senate rise and report.
You heard the motion of Senator Thomas. All those in favor will say aye. All those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Without objection, we'll go to order of business number. That's not in my script. Where are you looking at, Marilyn? Secretary, I'll read the committee report.
Mr. President, the Senate, having had under consideration business on second reading, report as follows. Do pass Senate Bill 20, do pass Senate Bill 21.
I move the committee report of the whole be adopted. You've heard the motion.
Mr. President, 48 members have voted yes.
With 49 members voting yes, the committee report has been adopted.
That is all on order business number 8, Mr. President.
Thank you. Without objection, we'll now go to order of business number 9, motions. Seeing none, we'll now go to order business number 11, special orders of the day. Senator Blaisdell.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm ready today, so we'd like to introduce our pages for the week, and I apologize for not having this ready yesterday. I believe one of them must be running. First one is Julia Versella. Julia is from Butte and is sponsored by Senator Keenan. She's active in school with sports and programs such as Big Brothers, Big Sisters, National Honor Society, Science National Honor Society, the Backpacks Program, Key Club, Hobby, and many more. She also works as a lifeguard and a swim instructor, and she has saved some lives while lifeguarding. Alexis Cannon. Alexis Cannon is a 16-year-old junior from Glendive. She is sponsored by Senator Heinbaugh. She is very active in 4-H and on the family ranch. Some of her hobbies include riding horses and reading historical fiction. Courtney Maurer is sponsored by Senator Webb. She was born in Rapid City, South Dakota, but has been raised in Billings, Montana. She is in the National Business Honor Society. She also played rugby for 3 years.
Welcome to the Senate. I'll go to order business number 12, announcement of committee hearings. Senator Vance.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, Senate Highways and Transportation will meet today at 3 o'clock in room 405. Two bills. Thank you.
Thank you. Senator Solomon.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Education Committee, tomorrow, Wednesday, 3 o'clock, joint meeting with the House Education Committee, room 137.
Thank you. Senator Osmussen.
Thank you, Mr. President. Section D will meet tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock, 317A.
Thank you. Senator Buttry.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Business and Labor, tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. We've got one bill, and the committee would like to thank the Judiciary Committee for allowing us to switch rooms with you this morning and displacing you.
Thank you. Senator Ankeny.
Yeah, it's Senate Energy Telecommunications will meet at 3 o'clock, 317. We have two bills. The subcommittee, Section C, will meet tomorrow morning, 8:30 in 317C. And if I may, as a point of personal privilege, Mr. President.
You may.
Last weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, a young 19-year-old Volberg, Powder River County Cowboy, won the Ford Tough Buck Off in Madison Square Gardens. Jesse Lockwood. His father is Ed Lockwood, who was a pretty notable bronc rider in his own, raised there on the ranch. And his mother is Angie Schillinger Lockwood, who was a barrel racer and raised in Vida, Montana. That young 19-year-old won $117,000. I'm thinking about riding bulls.
Senator Gere.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Judiciary, the most efficient committee in the Senate, the committee that brought the first bills to the Senate floor, will be meeting tomorrow, Wednesday, two bills, 10 a.m., also, Mr. President, Pastor Keith Johnson will be conducting a Bible study every Thursday morning, 6:30 in the morning, and that'll be in room 335. All legislators, spouses, and staff are welcome.
Thank you. Senator Hovind.
Mr. President, Senator Ag will meet at 3 o'clock, room 335, one bill.
Thank you. Senator Fielder.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Fish and Game will meet at 3 p.m. in room 422, one bill, and a little bit of executive action.
Thank you. Senator Moore.
Thank you, Mr. President. Section A tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock.
Thank you. Senator Jones.
Thank you, Mr. President. Section E tomorrow morning, 8:45. Also a reminder, finance and claims begins meeting upon adjournment tomorrow. And finally, I was asked to read this announcement, which is the National Guard legislative reception is mistakenly on the social calendar twice. The National Guard reception is scheduled for tomorrow evening, not tonight. It will be at the Colonial tomorrow starting at 5 p.m.
Thank you. Senator McLafferty.
Thank you, Mr. President. Could I please be off the record and out of the journal?
You may.
Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, I'd like to let you know that this past weekend we had a gentleman by the name of Dan Antonelli pass away, and many of you have gotten to know him over the years because he has been here testifying in the House and in the Senate about many different veteran issues. So I just wanted everybody to know that. Thank you.
Thank you. Senator Stemple.
I'd like to be off the record and out of the journal for an introduction.
You may.
I'd like to introduce the Fort Benton School. They're accompanied by Janelle Barber, who is extension agent in the office in the county. You guys stand up.
Welcome to the Senate. Further announcements? Seeing none, Senator Thomas.
Thank you, Mr. President. Continuing on the venue of announcement boy here, if you will. The Contractors Association dinner is been scheduled from listed as from 6:30, but it's from 5:30 tomorrow evening at the Great Northern. And I think the Firefighters Alliance, the Firefighters Alliance is meet and greet Jorgensen's 5:30 to 8. This doesn't say when, but that's the new edition. So whenever that is, that's from 5:30 to 8. if anybody knows when that is. And if I can, Mr. President, there are updates in our mail in here, the slots for some of these things. And so if you would check those out, if you're interested to get your updates, would be better than through me. Pictures as you see on your desk. And Mr. President, there will be a Republican Senate caucus upon adjournment in 3:17 for a short while. So 3:17, immediately upon adjournment, Mr. President.
Ready.
Mr. President, if we're good to go, I would move that the Senate stand adjourned until 1 p.m. the 11th of January.
You've heard the motion of Senator Thomas. All those in favor will say aye. All those opposed, no. Ayes have it. We're adjourned until tomorrow, the 8th legislative day. Legislative day.